And now, the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem posluchačům Československé nedělní hodiny na WCEV 1450.
Good morning to all our listeners from WCEV 1450. You are listening to Klára Moldová
and Irena Čajková.
Úvodem bychom chtěli poděkovat všem posluchačům, kteří nám po odvysílání nedělního programu neváhají zavolat nebo napsat e-mail se svými postřehy a názory.
We would like to thank again to everyone who lets us know in person or sends us emails with their observations and advice. We truly appreciate all the feedback we receive.
Although it seems like winter has come early this year, and we have even seen some snowflakes already, on this last November day, we would like to remind ourselves that it is still autumn, at least through our musical selection.
Tak ještě předtím, než vám představíme našeho dnešního hosta, si pojďme pustit krásnou listopadovou píseň od Vabyho Daňka a jesenou lásku od Mira Žbirky. Neboť navzdory šikářským teplotám je stále ještě kalendářní podzim.
Málo jím a málo spím a málo kdy tě vídám. Málo kdy si nechám něco zdát. Doma nemám stání, už od jarního tání. Cítím, že se blíží listopad. Listopadový písně od léta už slýchám. Vítr ledový přinesl je k nám. Tak mě nečekej, dneska nikam nepospíchám. Listopadový písni naslouchám. Chvíli stát a poslouchat, jak vítr větve čistí. K zemi padá zlatý vodopád. Pod nohama cinká to postrácené listí. Vím, že právě zpívá listopad. Listopadový písně od léta už slýchá. Vítr ledový přinesl je k nám. Tak mě nečekej, dneska nikam nepospíchám. Listopadový písni naslouchám. Dál a dál tou záplavou, co pod nohou se blízká, co mě nutí do zpěvu se dát. Tak si chvíli zpívám a potom radši pískám píseň, co mě učil listopad. Listopadový písně od léta už slýchám. Vítr ledový přinesl je k nám. Tak mě nečekej, dneska nikam nepospíchám. Listopadový písni naslouchám.
Láska dá všetko slúbi, no ten, čo lúbil, sklamal sa, a ten, čo sklamal, lúbi. prach dlhých smutných letních dní na staré lístě padá, poznala příliš neskoro, ako ho mala rada. Tak každoročne v jesení svetlá sa stratia z duše a človek koník túlavý od srdca k srdcu kluše a pre každé chce zomierať, žiť nechce pre nijaké, chcel by mať jedno pre seba, jemu to jedno aké. Len srdce, možno obrázok a možno tvoňu iba, no pred cieľom sa zastaví, komu za srdce chýba. Zo všetkých mojich obrázkov mámy vyošiel stúpa, bola to láska, sklamanie, aj láska bola hlúpa. Láska tá všetko slúbi, no ten, čo ľúbil, sklamal sa, a ten, čo sklamal, ľúbi. Prach dlhých smutných letných dní na staré lístie padá, poznala príliš neskoro, ako ho mala rada. Poznala príliš neskoro, ako ho mala rada.
The first song you've heard, titled Píseň, co mě učil listopad, in translation, The Song That November Taught Me, was written by Vaby Daněk, a popular Czech folk singer and guitarist. The second song, Autumn Love, was performed by a famous Slovak pop rock singer, Miroslav Žbirka.
And now, let us introduce today's guest, a well-known American writer of Czech descent, Mr. Mark Sloka. He lives in New York and therefore cannot be here at the studio with us this morning. However, we have him on the phone line, and as you will soon find out, we all will be able to meet him in person here in Chicago in less than 2 weeks.
Mark Sloka has published several award-winning books, among them The Visible World, which was also translated into Czech. His latest novel, Brewster, just won a Young Adult Book Award. Dobré ráno, pane Sloko.
Dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno.
Děkujeme, že jste si našel čas na naše rozhlasové vysílání.
Jistě, taky děkuju, děkuji.
A ještě než přistoupíme k otázkám na vaši osobu, dovolte mi se zeptat. Víme, že mluvíte velmi dobře česky. A jelikož nás poslouchají studenti českých škol tady v Chicagu, mohl byste nám říct, kde jste se tento jazyk naučil, jestli jste chodil do nějaké české školy?
Ne, nechodil. Já jsem se narodil v New Yorku v 58. Ale rodiče byli jako z Brna, byli imigranti z Brna, a tak mě naučili česky napřed, a potom vlastně mě bylo 5-6 let, než jsem začal mluvit anglicky, a to se stalo jenom proto, že jsem asi chtěl hrát s jinýma dětskama, tak najednou jsem si všiml, že nemluví česky, tak jsem se musel přizpůsobit.
This great. So, well, just for people who do not understand everything, you grew up. Your first language then was really Czech. You spoke the language with you. Did you always speak Czech at home?
Yes, we did. Yeah, I think in some ways I must have believed that New York was a suburb of Prague because I grew up in a ghetto. It was a Czech speaking ghetto of sorts, And so, you know, everyone spoke, all the friends we had spoke Czech, the kids I played with spoke Czech. And then when I went out on the playgrounds, I realized that there was this other language that I might have to learn too, so I did.
That's great. You actually had some interesting neighbors, or your parents had some interesting friends, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, interesting. I found them interesting, but I was a little kid. It was only later that I realized that they were actually interesting. There was a man named Ferdinand Berodka, for example, who during the First Republic in Czechoslovakia was a very important man, a statesman, a bit of a philosopher, a writer, an advisor to presidents, a big deal. I only knew him as, you know, old man Berodka, who would pay me a nickel for every dead sunfish I brought him because he had a garden and he wanted dead sunfish for his garden. So I liked him for that reason. And then Václav Havel came by to pay his respects, and that was interesting. And I actually got to meet Havel in later years as well, but that was another story.
When was the first time you met him?
Oh, my gosh. I think it must have been 68, 69, okay. You know, just before things got complicated again. And he came out to visit Berodka to sort of pay his respects, because Berodka had a little cabin on a place called Lost Lake, which is about an hour outside of New York City. And a lot of the Czech emigre community wanted their chatas. You know, back in Brno or in Prague, they had a chata. So when they came to the States, at some point, they wanted to be out in the country, at least on weekends. And this place, Lost Lake, became a kind of a small Czech community.
Well, it's also a title of one of your novels, right?
Yeah, a collection of stories. It's about that community, of course. A lot of it is invented, naturally. It's fiction. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And since we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, do you have any other nice moments with the former president, Václav Havel?
Yeah. Well, it was certainly nice for me. Yes, I did. My father, his name was Zdeněk Sloka. He for many years taught at a place called Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. He actually arranged to have President Havel visit in 1991, the fall of 1991. And somehow, I don't even know how he managed it, but he actually figured out a way of getting me on sort of the Czech equivalent of Air Force One. And so I went to a speech that Havel gave at UCLA. And then I got to be in the motorcade, and that was very exciting. Everything was getting out of the way, and that was dramatic. And then we flew from Los Angeles to Pennsylvania on Air Force One. I sat with the journalists and so on. But the interesting part of it is that we couldn't actually land in Pennsylvania because of fog, so we were rerouted to Kennedy, and we ended up on this back lot in Kennedy waiting for the fog to lift. And at some point, President Havel came out from behind the curtain where he had a cot, and he was talking to his advisors and to some of the journalists and saying, you know, basically, what the hell are we going to do now? So we're stuck out here in Kennedy. How do we get to Pennsylvania? Where is Bethlehem anyway? And of course, I went from New York City to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where my parents lived, pretty much every weekend. I was a college student for a long time in New York. And so at some point I raised my hand and I said, you know, well, with all due respect, Mr. President, I know how to do that. You know, you take the train to the plane and, you know, you go to Port Authority and you get on a bus, et cetera. And so we had a long conversation about how that would work and where we would go and, you know, how many people we would have, and it would be a small group of only 15 people so as not to, you know, attract attention. And we were all set to get off the plane and, you know, go to the subway and start that pilgrimage when, you know, apparently they got a weather report that the fog had lifted and we just flew down to Pennsylvania. Very anticlimactic, but it was a lot of fun.
That's great. At least you had a plan. And let me ask you, did you visit the Czech Republic or actually Czechoslovakia before the fall of communism? Or
many times. Many, many times, yeah. In fact, it's interesting, you know, because I mean, it's a complicated subject, but I have, ironically, but perversely, really, I have very good memories of those years because I had a blue passport in my back pocket, and so I could afford not to care or worry in the same way that people who lived there permanently had to care and worry. You know, I was young. It was exciting. I spoke Czech, so that you know, I was kind of an odd creature, and that made me almost popular, which was definitely a new feeling for me. So it was, you know, those were interesting years. I taught English there for a while, and someone was put in my class, I was told, to keep an eye on what I said or didn't say. And so part of the game for me became trying to figure out who that person was, who the plant was.
So you were actually followed?
Yeah, oh yeah, very much so. I once found a listening device, a bug underneath my mother's coffee table, because people told us there would be one, and I spent a good part of the afternoon feeling like a fool looking for it, because I had no idea what it would look like. You know, I'd seen movies, but I felt very, very, you know, I felt like a James Bond or something, and I was looking around for this thing, and I didn't know what I was looking for, and and I found it. I found that she had a sort of a glass table, and there were these little decorative sort of brass knobs underneath the table, and one of them wasn't actually where it ought to be, and I realized that it was magnetic. It sort of came off the table. And when I held it to my ear, it made this very high-pitched whirring sound, and I realized what I was looking at. It was very, it's troubling, obviously. It was a difficult time for many people, and I was just old enough and just smart enough to realize that, I think.
That's great. And then did you return right after the fall of the regime?
Yeah. I mean, we've been returning regularly since, I started going, I guess, in 70. Well, we were there in 69 briefly. I was there with my parents. And then through the 70s, late 70s, parts of summers. And then, obviously, what happened in 89 happened, and then 92. And then, since then, we've been going fairly regularly with my family, with my children, with my wife. So, yeah, we've spent a lot of time there. We've been thinking seriously about moving to Prague, actually. I just need to find
the right time.
Yeah, the right time, the right place, the right neighborhood. Vinohrady is very nice. I like that very much.
That's a beautiful neighborhood, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Well, we will now take a little musical break. We have been speaking with Mr. Mark Slouka. Pane Slouko, my dnes hrajeme samé podzimní písničky a i když tady v Chicagu už máme pěknou zimu, tak si teď na zahřátí pustíme podzimní polku a po ní podzimní píseň od Josefa Zimy, kterého určitě všichni naši posluchači dobře znají. Doufáme, že potěší nejen je, ale i vás.
Dívko, hleď, jak zvolna růže uvadá a víno červená. V mlze ti šedříme celá zahrada, po létu znavená. A stejně vadne láska tež a srdce pod zimu jde vstříc. Pamatuj, že dříve než se naděješ, tvůj hoch ti smutně přijde říct. Léto se ku konci chýlí, s Bohem lásko má. Odchází princ tvůj bílý s rudýma růžema. S Bohem ty pohádko mládí, krásným si byla mi snem. Vidíš, že si oba dva rádi, na všecko vzpomenem. Vidíš, že si oba dva rádi, na všecko vzpomenem. Zaplač si ty srdce láskou zklamané, čas utiší tě již. Snad ve světě něco se ti namane, že zapomeneš spíš. Vždyť věčně netrvá ten bol a najdeš zase dávný klid. Jednou pak až uvadnou zas růže kol, jen echem bude stesk tvůj znít.
S Bohem, lásko.
S Bohem ty pohádko mládí, krásným si byla mi snem. Vidíš, že si oba dva rádi, na všecko vzpomenem. Vidíš, že si oba dva rádi, na všecko vzpomenem.
když přijde čas, vzpomínky vrací se zas. Tu chtěl bych jen nakrátko s tebou být, děvčátko. Děvče, měl jsem tě rád, nesmím tě svoji zvát. Odešla si štěstí hledat dál a já zůstal smutek zcela sám. Vrať se mi zase zpět, těšit mě bude svět a prožívat spolu budem zas ten podzimní lásky čas. Žívat spolu budem zas ten podzimní lásky čas.
Vždyť já vím, že ty také vzpomínáš, když alejí chodíváš, že podzim naší lásce přál, když jsem já tě děvče miloval.
We are now back with Mr. Mark Sloka, American writer of Czech descent. Mr. Sloka, do you enjoy Dechovka? Do you enjoy this kind of music, or do you listen to Czech music at all?
I do. I listen to American music as well, but for me there's a certain kind of nostalgic thrill that I get out of, you know, some of the old Moravian folk songs, the Slovak folk songs, because my parents used to sing them with their friends. It was a generation that still made its own music. So I would be, you know, a little boy, you know, behind the, you know, trying to fall asleep behind the door. And, you know, my parents and their friends would break out the violins and the guitars and what have you. And they'd sing. They'd sing, you know, until 3 a.m. sometimes. And it's a wonderful memory for me. So, you know, they're the songs from the 30s and 40s. And then there are the kind of sentimental, sappy songs that I still love from the 70s.
Yeah, we all love the 70s.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the 70s songs? Do you remember any? We might play some for you later if you find them.
Yeah, the one was called, oh my God, what was his name? The song was called Píseň lesu, vod a strání. I like that one.
I believe if I remember correctly, actually, that it was by Petr Rezek, because when I was a child. I had a crush on him.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
No, I
in the
70s,
like
the
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And
so
then there was someone named, I forget her name, but it was called, the song was called Rozdevuni Snum. That one I liked as well. I mean, again, sentimental schlock, but I liked it. I have a real sentimental streak, so I can't apologize.
That's great. But let us get back from music back to literature. You have actually studied. You have a degree in comparative literature from Columbia University, and I was wondering if you during your research, if you focused on Czech literature, or if you came across Czech literature, and how do you feel about Czech literature in general? Who are your favorite authors, or if you have any favorite titles?
Oh, my goodness, yes, of course. I mean, Karel Čapek, of course, has to be a huge influence on me. In fact, I actually didn't study Czech literature at Columbia, and but it was always an interest of mine. I don't read as well as I do in English, but I do read quite a bit. Seifert's poetry, you know, all the sort of the big stuff, Sova and Hora, the poets, are still important for me. Hrabal is of course an influence. You know, I could go on, but there's a funny story actually associated with Columbia and Czech, because at Columbia, if you got special permission, you would be able to take your language requirement in a different language, not the usual, you know, Spanish, German, etc. And so I petitioned to you know be excused for Czech so that I could do something else. And they accepted it, and I went to speak to a guy named Harkins, Professor Harkins, and I was 18 years old. And Harkins was an expert in Czech, except he didn't speak Czech, not really. I mean, very poorly. And I started rattling away in Czech, and I could tell that I'd sort of put his back up. And I guess he decided to put the kid through, you know, through a test. And he said, well, you know, I'll just give you a little passage here, and you can read this out loud, and we'll base your exam on that. Mm-hmm. And he opened Karel Čapek's, I guess it was Vaka Zmloky?
Smoky, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Vaka Zmloky, which I'd read, actually. And I opened to the page he indicated, and I felt as though I were, I don't know, I don't know what I felt. I was looking at something which vaguely remembered, you know, resembled Czech, but I could barely make it out. So I stumbled through a sentence and then another sentence and a third, feeling all the time like, what on earth am I going to tell you know, my parents when I come home and tell them that I flunked Czech. You know, and of course we've been speaking Czech for 18 years. And then at some point I stopped and I just started speaking to him in Czech. And I said, podívejte, já vám to nemůžu vysvětlit, ale da 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 da. And I started to explain what was wrong. And I realized that he'd given me a passage which was essentially the equivalent of, I don't know, some a letter written in the 17th century. In other words, an old Czech, which is, you know, it's like reading Chaucer in English. If I gave you a, you know, passage from Chaucer, even though you're fluent in English, you'd have a great deal of difficulty, you know, reading it out loud. So I passed, but not before he'd made me sweat for a little while and, you know, suffer. So yeah, it's I was at Columbia for many years, and then I came back there to teach for a while.
Thank you. Let me change the subject here a little bit. Since we're broadcasting mainly for Chicago listeners, would you tell us what is your relationship to Chicago? We know that you spent several years here, right?
Yeah. I love the city. It's I had a position at the University of Chicago. I was a professor there, and I was head of the creative writing program at the university for, I guess, 5 years. You know, both our children, Maya and Zach, went to high school there. Still have friends there. It's a fine city. I always feel like Chicago is somehow very slightly under the radar, considering the city that it is in America. It doesn't, I think, advance itself as loudly as some other cities do, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, so do we. We like it this way. Yeah. We'd like it to stay this way. We have a nice surprise for you. We actually were able to dig out some of the cheesy 70s songs, so we will now play them for you and for our listeners.
Okay. We'll take this another. It'll be embarrassing, but okay.
Great. All right, let's listen.
Zpívám píseň o setkání, zpívám píseň laskavou, z písní lesů, vod a stání, bloudím řekou světavou. A najdeš výšku zbání, kroku jen pár a města vidíš kvést. Kraje potůčků a lesů, tam najdeš mír, klid a mír. Kdo pak nesví, lidských plání, kdo pak to ví, že byl jen stín, dávno vítr jiný, zavál ty domky z hlíny, co zbylo z nich, dnes tu svítí dětský smích. Zpívám píseň o setkání, zpívám píseň laskavou,
s písní lesů vod a strání. Bloudím řekou Svitavou.
Tak chvíli stůj u adamovských mlýnů, jen chvíli stůj a poznáš sám, proč kraje moudrých lišek, krasů a pampelišek měl tolikrát básník dávný, měl tak rád.
Zpívám píseň o setkání, zpívám píseň laskavou. A strání bloudím řekou Svitavou. Zpívám píseň o setkání, zpívám píseň laskavou.
This is WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicagoland's ethnic voice. back here in the studio with the American writer, Mr. Mark Sloka. And on December 13, you are coming to Chicago when we will have a chance to listen to you, to get know more about you. Would you tell our listeners something about Elizabeth Berg's Reading Matters program?
Yeah. Well, as much as I know, gladly. Elizabeth is a huge best-selling author in America. I don't even know how many books she's had sort of on the bestsellers list. And she's also a lovely human being, just generous to a fault. Writers aren't the most generous people by nature, I think, and Elizabeth is a real exception to that rule. She's quite wonderful. Anyway, she read my earlier books. She read Lost Lake. She read The Visible World, which is actually about the Heydrich assassination in Prague in 1942, coincidentally. And she liked the books very much. We've written back and forth over the years. And what, as I understand it, Writing Matters, this thing that I'm doing on December 13th, is a series that occurs, I think, twice a year, three times a year, which Elizabeth intends to help writers, I guess like myself, who have been writing for a long time but who aren't necessarily that well known to a wider audience, just to sort of showcase people whose work she likes. So I'm very grateful. It's one of those things where she gets really nothing out of it, but she gets to do something very nice for someone else, in this case me, and hopefully someone in the audience, if people come and if they have a good time and enjoy themselves.
They will.
Yeah. Will you be reading from a particular novel, or will it be a mixture of readings from few of your novels?
You know, it's a difficult decision to make because I want to be read to for an extended period of time. I love reading, but I think that sometimes reading to an audience for too long is tricky. So that means I have a hard decision to make, and that is, do I read from, from The Visible World, let's say, which is a novel about Prague and so on? Do I read from my most recent novel, which came out a year ago? I'm writing a memoir now, which deals with my parents and their lives in Brno during the war and then in exile. We can certainly talk about them all, but I'll probably just have a short 10-15 minute section of one of these just to give it kind of a taste, I think.
Are most of your stories or novels autobiographical? Do you talk a lot about your parents' stories, true?
The short answer is yes, they are autobiographical, but having said that, I also think that just about all writers are autobiographical to a great extent. They draw on their own lives, and then they fill in silences. They extend certain things. They embellish as necessary. I've drawn heavily on my parents' lives, on their stories, and not only on Cheske Pohatki or whatever, but on the stories that they told me from their experiences, from the refugee camps in Innsbruck in 1948, from their 2 years in exile in Australia and the slums of Sydney, and coming to New York, and the whole thing. I've drawn heavily on those, and in recent years I've been sort of threading a lot of those into a more American context. So my last novel, Brewster, is by far my most American novel. Mm-hmm. But you'll find my mother in that novel as well. That these kind of things happen. It's both.
So let me ask you another question that might be just too difficult to answer. But how has your parents' Czechness influenced you?
I think it's who I am, really, in a very profound way. The culture, the language, the food, the history. The certain scent of a courtyard, the taste of Svíčková or whatever. these are as much a part of me as anything else. In fact, it's one of the things I'm writing about in the memoir. For me to say Maminka Tatínek immediately conjures them up, even though my father passed away a year and a half ago and my mother doesn't actually know who I am anymore. for me to say, they're never going to be mommy and daddy, because mommy and daddy is just something you learn to say when you speak English. They're always and forever going to be maminka tatinek. And when I say that, it's interesting. When I say that, they're suddenly, you know, I can hear their voices, they're alive. So, you know, how much of that is language and how much of it is childhood and which during which time certain things kind of cement in your mind? I don't know. I mean, why do I want to move to Prague with my wife and our kids? Probably because there's some part of me that still is drawn to a culture where I feel that some of the things that I love are still visible. I like the little cafes. I like, you know, bookstores and so on. They're fewer now than they used to be, like everywhere else, but still. So the answer is, I mean, I think in every way. I think, I mean, I was born here, I was raised here, and yet, you know, I'm somehow always sort of looking back the other way as well.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, so since you are planning on moving to Prague and since we're going to be taking our next musical break, we'll play some more music for you. And since we've already heard a song about Listopad, we will now also play one about Žijem.
Už troubění, na horách jelení. Už troubění, na horách jelení. Myslí večer na posedu, má palou pěkně nad hledu. Prstem svým na spoušti dívá se do houští. Myslí večer na posedu, má palou pěkně v nadhledu. A s prstem svým na spoušti dívá se do houští. Už troubění, na horách jelení. Už troubění, na horách jelení. Z houští už jelen vychází, stádo laní ho provází. A po lese ten jeho hlas zaznívá jako bas. Z houští už jelen vychází, stádo laní ho provází. A po lese ten jeho hlas zaznívá jako bas. A naposled jelen svou hlavu smet.
vidění.
We are back with Mr. Mark Sloka, who is coming to the Chicago area, actually to Oak Park on December 13th. He will be presenting his work during an event called Writing Matters, organized by also a very well-known writer, Elizabeth Burke. So again, the event takes place on Saturday, December 13th at 7 p.m. at the Oak Park Arts Club, which is at the Hemingway Museum. The address is 200 North Oak Park Avenue, and you can, of course, look up all of this information on our Facebook page. We hope that many of our listeners will come listen to you, will come meet you. And since the event will take place in 2 weeks, I think that's enough time to maybe read at least one of your works. which one would you recommend to start with?
Well, I think for people of Czech descent, I think either the stories, Lost Lake, that's a collection of stories about a Czech community. I've spoke about it earlier, sort of in the New York area in the 60s. Or even more likely, The Visible World, which is a story of the Heydrich assassination in 1942. It's also partly a memoir, but it's you know, about what I think was one of the most dramatic events of the Second World War, really, which was the moment when Czech partisans assassinated Reinhard Heydrich. That was an extraordinary and very controversial moment.
The Visible World was actually translated into Czech, right? How did that come about?
They were both translated into... Yeah, they were beautifully translated, too. I'm actually doing a Czech translation now from Czech into English, and I just marvel at their accomplishment. They were a husband and wife team called the Bellars, who I worked with, and they were just extraordinary. I mean, a tremendous facility in both languages. Mm-hmm. That was really...
Well, so you're a writer, a translator, a historian, true Renaissance man. It will be a pleasure to meet you here in person in 2 weeks.
The pleasure will be mine. I'm looking forward to it.
On phone from New York, this was Mr. Sloka, and we are looking forward to his event, which is held on December 13th, Saturday, at 7 p.m. The address is Oak Park Arts Club, actually the Hemingway's Museum, 200 North Oak Park Avenue. And as we mentioned already, you can find all the information on our Facebook.
Pane Sloku, my vám ještě jednou moc děkujeme za tento rozhovor.
Děkuji vám, to bylo fajn. Já zvláštně potěšilo, že vyslovujete Sloka, a ne Sluka, jak je v Americe.
Krásnou neděli, děkujeme moc krát.
Děkujeme za rozhovor. Naschledanou.
As we have promised on our earlier shows, we would like to dedicate at least a few minutes of our program to inform you about upcoming events in the Czech and Slovak community. So, if you are a member of an organization that is planning a special event and you would like us to share the details with our audience, please let us know.
Plánuje-li vaše organizace nějakou zajímavou kulturní akci, ozvěte se nám, ať vám můžeme pomoci s propagací a informovat o vašich projektech naše posluchače.
You can call us at 708-656-9810. Send us an email to info@czechoslovakradio.org or leave a message on our Facebook page. Just look us up under Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Some of you had questions on music we are playing. Please feel free to contact us and we will be happy to provide you our playlist.
And speaking of music, earlier this week we have lost one of the most beloved and popular Czech musicians, Petr Hapka. And we would like to play one of his songs now. The Czech title is Bude mi lehká zem. May the earth be light upon you. So we hope that the earth will be light upon Petr Hapka.
Mám pěknou sirku v zubech, krempu do čela a pota zpuchřela, mi vrásky nedělá.
jen tou svou sirkou škrtně jasou řejem, až přikryje nás zem, tak už si neškrtnem.
Má lásko, jen ty smíš kázat mi nad hrobem. Má zem pak bude lehká, bude mi lehká zem, bude mi lehká zem.
Pohlednici zbrém a protipihám krém, co s nimi čert je ven.
Ten čert sám brzo zjistí, že má v podpaží moc těžké závaží a někde v poli rozpaží.
Má lásko, jen ty smíš kázat mi nad hrobem.
Má zem pak bude lehká, bude mi lehká zem a lehká zem.
Křídel andělský.
A dobrý večer, slovo, která myšíš. Ptáš se zdali, i my vzali, zavčas pali, jářku, to si pryš. Má lásko, jen ty smíš kázat mi nad hrobem. Má zem, kde bude lehká, bude mi lehká zem, bude mi lehká zem. Nemám ani klobouk.
Pluje po větří, jak zvony hledá řím, či sebe sama.
Co já vím, jen to, že co mám, tebe už tíži necítím. Má lásko, jen ty smíš kázat mi nad hrobem.
Má
zem pak bude lehká,
bude mi
lehká zem, bude mi lehká.
Well, we are almost at the end of our show, and before we go, we would like to inform you about an event for the entire family that takes place this afternoon. Divadlo Bohemia will perform a fairy tale for children at the Glass restaurant. The event starts at 2 p.m.
Divadlo Bohemia připravilo vánoční program pro děti i dospělé dnes od 2 hodin do 4:30 v restauraci Glass na Čermák Avenue v Siseru. Přijďte se podívat na krkonošskou pohádku, poslechnout si koledy a užít si předvánoční atmosféru.
Divadlo Bohemia will perform a fairy tale for children at the Klas restaurant on Cermak Road in Cicero. The event starts at 2 p.m.
Well, this is all the time we have this week.
If you are considering a donation, which is tax deductible, please send it to the T.G. Masaryk Czech School and write Czechoslovak Radio in the memo. The address of the school is 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois 60804.
Thanks to all our sponsors.
And as always, special thanks to our technical crew,
Mr. Ed Vodička and Mr. Vojta Molda. And before we go, we would just like to say všechno nejlepší všem Ondřejům, Ondrům, to all Andrews who are celebrating their names day today, and we would like to send special wishes to our special Ondřej, Mr. Ondřej Andrew Boltas.
Vše nejlepší k svátku.
Dědečku Ondřeji.
Déšť bubnuje na lepenku, zůstaň, koukni, jak je venku. déšť bubnuje drobným nechtem. Zůstaň, střechu jsem zalil dechtem. Chladné vánky s olšívanou mám přikrývku prošívanou. Déšť si s oknem na pláč hraje, dám ti klůžku hrnek čaje. Snění, když prší, krásné představy se vrší. Štěstí pluje vzduchem, jsme sami na ostrově suché. Déšť bubnuje na lepenku, zůstaň, koukni, jak je venku. Déšť bubnuje drobným nechtem, zůstaň, střechu jsem zalil dechtem. Mám schovaný suchý kmínek, přiložím ho do kamínek. Prší, bude voda v sudu, zůstaň a vstup mi do osudu.
Thank you for listening
and have a great Sunday.
Pěknou neděli.
Od mikrofonu se s vámi loučí Irena Čajková
a Klára Moldová.
Štěstí pluje vzduchem, jsme sami na ostrově suché. Snění, když prší, krásné představy se vrší. Štěstí pluje vzduchem, jsme sami na ostrově suché.